and be like, click yeah. here to end
no warning. Or right. like cat lovers only, click right. here or something. But I'm not even worried about a skeleton. Like a
I
skeleton.
Think you should be worried about skeletons. But the virus could, in fact, help preserve them more, longer.
Now that's impossible.
When did you become a ninja where you can just climb anything?
Maybe I would try to launch a couple chairs at the tiger.
I'd like to say that there's a lot. Look, I mean, I'm not going to say that I'm a great writer here, but look.
You don't see me going up into the Himalayan mountains and trying to pretend I'm a Yeti, man. That's just not going to happen.
And that's probably a wrong fact, but I think that's true.
You just get up and go to breakfast. Like, you don't, like, so say, hey, let's meet at 8 o'clock in the morning. No, people like to sleep, dude.
No, you have to eat breakfast at breakfast time.
I understand, but let me sleep until, like, when I feel like getting up. Like, at
But if you feel like getting up at,
and
like,
and then I'll meet you at, like, 9:30.
It's getting too late. You eat breakfast in the morning. That's when you eat breakfast.
But then it turns into brunch.
Right. Brunch is good. I like brunch.
No, brunch isn't breakfast. Breakfast is where you meet people to eat. Brunch, I guess chicks do go to brunch.
Brunch, yeah. But brunch is more like, I'm thinking 10:30 to 11, that like window. 10:30
yeah, but if you don't get there, if you don't get there till 9, right, then you've got to, it's going to be crowded. You got to wait till
the
table. The diner's going to be crowded. Then you won't get there. You won't even sit down until 10. Then it's brunch. Then you can order off the lunch menu.
10:30.
You meet people at breakfast. 8 o'clock is the perfect time for breakfast.
People with kids, they annoy me. I'm looking at you, tough guy.
Hey, I like breakfast.
And when do you eat your breakfast? In the morning?
Like 8 in the morning usually, unless I'm having brunch.
Sometimes I have breakfast for dinner, though. What's that called?
That's called breakfast for dinner, and I like breakfast for dinner.
I like breakfast for dinner, too.
Oh, my God, you have an eyebrow that is so long. Can I pull it?
No.
Come on, please.
This is why we don't do podcasts with you.
Oh, God, it's annoying. It's
hey, Meg, like I actually had a question.
Going into your lips, it's so long.
I had a question for you.
What?
I've recently been back into... my nephew is like, he's really into scary movies and stuff.
Yeah.
And so he wanted some scary books to read. So I had some Stephen King books.
Yeah,
some Stephen King books are scarier than others. No, he's
How
it's not like
he?
He's five. He's 13.
We talked about this. It was appropriate.
It was appropriate. And so I gave him the Stephen King books. He's still like into like the Slender Man. You know who Slender Man is?
I don't
Great.
Like
do you remember
scary.
Who the Slender Man is?
I mean, I know the Slender Man because I teach students, and students have been telling me about that.
So anyway, so...
I don't know scary things, so I might
Yeah,
not
but
be
so being... here's my question. So did you, when you just recently bought a house, did you look to see if the house was haunted before you purchased it?
Why the heck would you ask me now? I already bought the place.
Well, you know what's interesting? I saw like this chart on like if you Google something and you Google the states and it's like why is the state, you know, you type in the state name and then you leave that blank and you see what Google fills in the answer.
Yeah.
If you type in why is Pennsylvania so, the first thing that comes up is haunted.
See, that's crazy, man.
Why is Pennsylvania so haunted?
And I don't know.
And then I was just reading something about, and this might interest you, Meg. Somebody was trying to get rid of a haunted house, and no one was buying it in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, who would buy a haunted house?
Why don't you tell me these things before I purchase the place?
Well, like, it clearly wasn't important to you.
The other day, Brian was like, houses are money pits. I'm like, why would you tell me that now? Why can't you tell me that before
money.
I spend a bajillion dollars?
I can't believe I didn't tell you. Like
thanks.
that's all you do. When you buy a house, all you do is just throw money at it for the rest of the time that you own that house.
Yeah, but just going back to the haunted. Meg, you don't care if it's haunted or not, do you?
I mean, let's hope it's not.
No, then you don't care. You're just hoping.
Yeah. I mean, Brian, I mean,
I'm not going to look into it, because if I look into it, then I'll find something and then I'll freak out.
Would you let Meg, let's say that there was a haunted, there was a house of your dreams, house.
Yeah.
And the price is right. The price is
because
like
it's haunted and no one wants
and
to buy
that's
it.
That's exactly. And they say, hey, look, this price, this house is yours. It's, let's say it's like $100,000. Beautiful house. It's yours. And they say, the only problem is we do every once in a while we see a ghost.
Do you, what do? You call in one of those ghost busters? Well,
are you buying it first?
Are you buying it first? Is that, does that mean you're buying it?
I mean, what's the location like?
No, it's exactly
everything.
It's
everything you want.
Exactly
you want.
Where you want it.
It's and it's in Pennsylvania, house. Obviously. Yeah. Haunted.
I don't know, because like sometimes I don't know if I believe in that stuff.
See, here would be my question. My first question would be, if they're like, hey, there it's haunted by a ghost, I would ask, what kind of ghost? If it's a little kid ghost, forget it. I'm not in that house.
Yeah, those freak me out.
They're the worst kind of ghosts.
Yeah.
The little kid ghosts.
I mean, I'll take a little kid ghost over a I'm gonna eat your soul ghost.
That's like, yeah. I mean, but if there's a ghost that's reoccurring, it's probably not the eat your soul ghost. It's probably one of those ghosts that are just annoying.
Is that a thing? Eat your soul ghosts aren't reoccurring. They just come in.
And they eat your soul, and then it's done. And the house is abandoned.
And then we're good.
You don't know. I mean, you don't know the house is haunted because there's no. It's an abandoned house. That's your best key.
I don't
want to
buy an abandoned house, though.
No, that's what I'm saying. This house isn't abandoned. This is. They're just saying to you, look. Look, we have an issue. There's a ghost. Is that are you considering it, or is it off your list?
I'm not. I don't know. Well, okay, little kid ghost, not good. You're right; those freak me out. I just saw one of what's that Superman show? He's like the young Superman.
Superman?
No. Oh, they're all really good looking on the show. It's on like CW.
Well, no one watches CW. Like, people don't listen to the Shodcast, but even less people watch CW. So.
Anyway, you know, Clark Kent or whatever, like he's
Smallville.
Smallville, yeah. So they
that's still on?
Yeah, well, probably repeats. I don't know. It's on CW. Let's be real. So they had an episode of this little girl, and she was a ghost and stuff. Oh, freaked me out. She's creepy, and she, like, killed people.
Yeah, well, the ghost killed people?
Yeah, this little girl.
I mean, that's more than, like, a little problem.
Yeah, it's a big problem.
Yeah, that's the worst of both worlds there. You guys.
Would you – let's forget about the haunted house, like, living in a haunted house. Clearly, you're undecided on
well,
that.
Well, no, you'd have to – do you bring someone in? Like, do you bring, like
– I'm sure there are people that do that stuff. I don't
know
if you bring
in
a
priest.
Can you do
that before you put money down? See, that's the problem.
Mm. No.
Because if
it would have to be
– if you can't get rid of the ghost, then you're stuck.
Well, that's the thing. You don't want to spend your money trying to get rid of a ghost – in a house you're not going to buy.
So what, you put that in the contract?
It's in the contract, yeah.
They have to give you money. You research to see how much money a Ghostbuster is.
Ghostbuster, okay.
I mean, I'm assuming. I don't know. I've never done it. All right, Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters.
So, and then you put that in the agreement, I'm assuming. But, I mean, who knows if it's going to work or not. I would actually overestimate... Because then if the first one doesn't work out, you still have some money for the second one you bring in.
Mm. I mean, how many times do you have to bust the ghost before it works?
I mean, you assume only once. Yeah, but let's say you get look, it's probably pretty hard to find somebody who is pretty, like, I mean.
That's the thing.
They're not on Angie's list is what I'm saying. I mean, it's like.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, what would you – if you – okay, so you're in your house, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, my God, there's a ghost in here.
Yeah.
Would you sell the house, or would you hire a guy to try to get rid of it first? Like, it seems like more trouble to try to get rid of the ghost, right?
Why?
Or, I mean, more trouble to sell the house, right?
No, I'd sell the house.
You would?
I'd sell the house, and I wouldn't tell anybody that there was a ghost in there.
Is that one of those things that you can, like, not say?
Yeah, I'm sure. Unless they ask me.
Don't tell.
I mean, Yeah, I don't think you have to tell them that the ghost, the house is haunted.
I don't know. I feel like if someone's selling you a haunted like house, then they've tried to get rid of the ghost and they can't do it.
Yeah, why
and
they're wouldn't just gonna try leave. First?
That's
Brian.
What I think. That's what I think would happen.
I think just easily. Look, I mean, if this specific house that I'm in right now, currently, we would just move because we'd like to move anyway. So. It was just like looking for a new place.
But let's...
So you're really like wanting to have a ghost.
No. I absolutely. If any ghost heard that, I do not want a ghost. Don't get me wrong. Any ghost listening to the Shotcast, I do not want one.
What if
this just gives you an excuse?
What if you lived next to a haunted house? Like, suppose you were the house that lived right. Your house isn't haunted. It's perfectly. It's your dream house. But the house next door. Completely haunted.
No problems. I have no problems with that.
See, I don't think I'd have a problem with that as long as their like outside yard was kept. I can't stand. This is the good thing about homeowners.
It's a haunted house. It's got like, grave sites in the front yard. I mean, that's
to necessarily have grave sites.
I wouldn't mind it, but my only problem would be if I can look out my window and see the window to the haunted house, and there's like every once in a while there's a scary dude looking at me.
That's gonna happen. That's the whole point of the haunted house.
That would be too much.
They made a movie out of that.
You're gonna have to walk past the house at night. You're gonna have to take out the trash in the middle.
In the middle of the night, you take out the trash.
Well, sometimes if you forget, and then somebody will yell at you.
I just won't look at the house.
Why are you like who?
But that's even worse.
You're not gonna catch a bus down the road. Who walks past the house at night?
If you have to walk past the house,
dog for a walk.
Oh, see, I don't have a dog.
This is what happens. You're gonna try to not look at the house. That will make everything 100 times worse.
I think you could do it. I mean, look, if it's my dream house, there aren't any houses nearby. Let's be honest. Like in my dream house, I'm living on like 50 acres of like woods.
That's fair.
No one else around. if it's my house and it's like this current house and the house I'm looking at right now, if that house is haunted, I would have a problem because I am actually looking at a window, and that would be scary. Here's the solution. What would be the problem if I go over there, the house is abandoned, and just put plywood up over the
you gotta
window.
Go in the house.
No, over on the, you put your the ladder.
You're gonna
outside,
you're
the
gonna
outside.
Take a ladder and put plywood over the window.
Yes.
The plywood's gonna be busted out like in 2 seconds, and a ghost lives there.
So
he's gonna bust out the plywood.
He's a strong.
He's got
ghost.
Other windows to look at. He just doesn't have to look at the one that's facing me.
But it's the whole point of a ghost is to make somebody look at you. I mean, that's what the ghosts want. They're roaming the earth trying to get somebody to sympathize with or kill. With you know, either or.
I'm not. I don't know. It would be tough. It would be real tough.
What about just the piece of property? Like you buy a property and it's like, like you were saying, it's like a 50 acres, you know, whole thing.
Yeah.
But on one of the corners is like an old burial site. Like where the, you know, it's an old farmhouse, right?
Yeah.
And there's the family cemetery.
Ooh.
Is there.
Yeah. Well, but you don't have to go there.
Yeah, no. I mean, no one's saying it's haunted, but there is a cemetery on the property.
That's fine. I mean, not every cemetery is haunted. I'm not concerned about that. I'm not gonna build a house on top of the cemetery.
Right.
I'm not gonna bury dead people in the cemetery. That is pretty. That's like the if movies have taught me anything, you don't bury somebody in a graveyard. That's like a pet graveyard or something.
Right. You don't build a house on a graveyard, and you don't rebury somebody in
a graveyard.
In a graveyard.
Right. Especially in the hopes for them to come back.
Correct.
So I would leave that piece of graveyard alone. Just let it go. I'm not worried about that. I am worried about the ghost that's in my house.
Why am I the bravest one out of the three of us?
You would live in a haunted house.
I don't believe that there's such a thing.
Would you go in a haunted house, like, and spend a night in a haunted house? If someone said, house is haunted.
I mean, is there, like, clean sheets? That's what I'm worried about is cleanliness.
No, it's the house. You'd have to bring a sleeping bag.
And is it just me, or do I have friends, or what?
No, it's just you.
Just me.
Yeah. And they're saying, and let's say it's.
Does it have electricity?
You got to stay a week, though. I mean, you can't just spend one night.
I wouldn't spend what? You would spend one night? I would not spend a night in a haunted
house. I would spend a night. I mean, here's the thing. You'd be like, oh, that place is haunted. A lot of people just see ghosts. Oh, I saw a ghost. The ghost isn't trying to like chase them or run them down or anything. They're like, oh, I just saw a ghost. Those aren't the ghosts that I'm worried about. I'm worried about the ghosts that like are purposely trying to hurt you in many ways, like the poltergeist type ghosts.
So this house has there was a murder in the house. No one knows how.
It doesn't matter. I don't think you get a poltergeist just because of a murder. You get a ghost in there, yeah, but not a poltergeist.
I'm not staying in a haunted house.
So every time you have a murder, you have a ghost?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's possible.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know how
it's like a square and a rectangle. Like every time you have a murder, you have a ghost, but every time you have a murder, you don't necessarily have to have a poltergeist.
Oh, see, I don't know the rules.
Yeah, well, I'm like agnostic on the whole ghost thing, honestly.
What are you talking about? You're agnostic of the ghost thing. You are deathly afraid of ghosts. It's not agnostic.
I'm afraid of everything. When we were at home one day, there was a bat in the house, and he shielded himself with me.
I was protecting you. I don't remember shielding.
You literally took me by the shoulders and hid behind me.
I was throwing you to the ground for protection.
We were on the sofa.
Bats can be very deadly.
Good. So I'm glad I saved your life.
Anyway. Anyway, I'm not saying ghosts exist, but I also am not going to spend a night in a haunted house.
Well, that's saying ghosts. I mean, I think you're saying ghosts exist. I think you're saying.
Yeah, I don't want to take the chance. Well, man.
That's ridiculous. It's like, oh, I don't believe in God, but I go to church just because I don't want to take the chance there.
You're hedging your bets, man. That's my bets. That's okay. I don't think ghosts exist, but I'm not going to spend a night in a haunted house because what if they do? Then I'm in trouble.
But what if you have ghosts in your house and you just don't know? They come out when you're sleeping.
Yeah, but you know. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you're a ghost, you want other people. Like, a ghost without somebody knowing you're a ghost is, useless.
Yeah.
What's the point of a ghost? What's the point of being a ghost if you can't haunt something or somebody?
Yeah. Like a lost soul, man.
Yeah, you gotta find somebody to like torment or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they get a bad rap.
Ghosts? Of course they get a bad rap. There's no good rap.
Yeah, what's the friendly ghost?
Casper.
Casper the friendly ghost.
I never watched Casper. I just...
I didn't either.
I'm kind of embarrassed to say, but I think I liked Casper.
What? Really? When did we watch Casper?
I don't know if we actually watched Casper. I just kind of liked... the friendly ghost
the
aspect
idea.
Of it.
The idea of Casper.
The idea of Casper, that there's a friendly ghost out there I kind of liked as a kid.
Just kind of helping you along.
Yeah, because maybe, maybe when you meet a ghost, it happens to be the friendly one. I mean, wouldn't that be great?
I never thought of that before. I honestly, that has just kind of blown my mind. I've never thought that a ghost could actually be helpful.
Yeah, I mean, Casper, the friendly ghost, has to be based on something, right? I mean, it's not like all ghosts are evil. Okay, but... What if there's this friendly ghost out there? That could be true.
I don't know, man. Casper always was getting made fun of by those other three ghosts.
Yeah,
because he was different.
Yeah, he different. Was He's probably the only one. So you've got one friendly ghost out there in the entire world. Chances are you're not going to run into him.
I don't know.
I feel bad for him.
Did he have like a pet dog or something?
I don't know what. I forget. I do know that.
There was like a dog in there, but I don't know if he was friendly.
I think if you hang out with Casper, you're friendly.
Yeah. Yeah. Did he have a girlfriend too?
I don't know.
I think you're making things up now.
Now you're stretching things.
I'm just saying.
I mean, okay, I can believe a friendly ghost. A friendly ghost with a girlfriend?
Forget
Come on.
No.
But the girlfriend, would she be friendly too?
Then yeah, two everybody has to be friendly.
On what he's into, really.
Well, that's true.
No, there was like three ghosts with him that were mean.
They were mean ghosts.
Yeah.
But one wasn't a female ghost. That was
I don't think so.
What's the plot of a Casper cartoon? Isn't it always the same?
Well, I don't.
What was his motivation? Casper's motivation.
I mean, I think he
wanted to have like human friends. Right?
Yeah, I think he wanted to be friends with people, not with the ghosts that made fun of him.
Oh, and so then everybody would always get scared.
Everybody gets scared. Oh, you're a ghost.
Right.
And Casper would be like, "No, but come on, I'm friendly. Cool.
I'm pretty friendly.
Yeah.
Friendly.
Here's my dog. I don't know. Or the dog was evil.
No, the dog wasn't. If he had a dog, it was a friendly dog, for sure.
So there you go. I mean, Casper the Friendly Ghost is proof positive that there could be friendly ghosts. I think they're a different type of ghosts.
I'm not buying a house.
Is a spirit and a ghost different?
I don't know. I think it's the same thing.
I think it's the same thing.
Well, then there you go. Like, I don't think spirits are necessarily evil.
Well, earthbound spirits.
Oh, jeez. What is that? Oh.
I'm just worried about the ghosts that are in those scary movies that, like, walk backwards on their hands and don't have any eye, like, pupils, or their pupils entirely just
blind. Like demons, man.
Yeah,
like, what?
Man, I don't want
to talk about trying to scare you. You don't go to a scary movie to be like, that movie was okay. You
I don't go to
movie like, oh my god, I peed my pants.
No, I don't go to scary movies. Because
they're scary. I don't like them either.
Yeah, I know.
I think we're talking about like three different things. One, I think you got a ghost. A ghost is just a spirit that's wandering. Just a wandering spirit.
Right.
And then you got a poltergeist, which is the kind of ghosts that are trying to like scare you and be mean.
Right.
And then you got the demons who come and like take over people. Maybe demons can like take over ghosts.
I don't know. I don't like the ghosts that do the whole jerky movement stuff.
I think those are like demons. Poltergeists, I don't think you can see.
I don't know the rules because I don't care to know them. I'm not interested.
That's the thing. If you see a ghost, you're cool. Because that ghost isn't going to do anything bad. If you see a demon, then you're in trouble.
I feel like I'm in trouble no matter what. I'm not into the whole wanting to see ghosts, but wanting to communicate with them.
No, I gave you a ghost.
Yeah,
detector.
I've used it. I have used it. I've checked out the entire house.
And did you find anything?
No ghosts.
Well, that's good.
I would like to take it. There's a place in Indiana. There's that's actually right by my sister-in-law's house, and it's like a bridge, and if you go underneath the bridge and like turn off the car or honk or something, like ghosts come out. I was gonna try to bring that Mr. Ghost there and see if I got any.
You should do that, and we should bring it down to the King.
Yeah, there was
King
a,
Road Bridge.
A bridge. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I should. Yeah, we
next
should
time
do
you're
that.
In Pennsylvania,
but
the most haunted state.
I don't know when I'm gonna be back.
Yeah, and bring it to my house. I don't want any freaking ghosts in my house.
How long have you been in your house?
I made settlement in July, but I
that's
moved,
long enough. You would
moved
know.
Like middle of August, September.
You'd know.
Yeah, you would know. You'd know by now.
Besides, your house isn't haunted. I mean,
I don't think it is.
It's not. Old it's enough. You know, it's a series of what condominiums. What
yeah,
they?
Yeah,
yeah.
It's
so
not like
it's
freestanding.
I mean, they can be haunted, but I think yours is. I think you're okay.
Yeah.
I didn't get freaked out when I was over there.
Brian's ghost detected.
Yeah. Like, if anyone's going to detect ghosts, I'm the first one to detect ghosts.
Yeah, but that's the thing. You've never seen a ghost.
Yes, that's exactly right.
So,
because I get out of there as soon as I think there's going to be a ghost, I'm out. I don't need, and if there's somewhere I think there's going to be a ghost, I don't even go. I don't even bother staying there.
Huh.
There's apparently they're at the zoo. They always say that there's ghosts, that people have seen ghosts in
the zoo.
At the zoo, at the Waters building. So at night when I used to do the, overnights. I used to have to sometimes take kids to the bathroom, and the bathroom is in the Waters building. And so, like, the kid goes, I'm not going to the bathroom with the kid, but I had to stand out there in the Waters building with the kid, like in the bathroom, and I would just be like freaked out.
Right, because the ghosts are there.
Yeah, and I don't want to run away from this kid. The kid's in the bathroom. I'm supposed to take him back. He's going to get lost if I don't. Right.
You know what you have to do? You should have told the kid that there are ghosts in the building, and then he would have like peed somewhere else. I mean,
in
it's a zoo.
In his bed. That's not good.
You know, I mean, it's a zoo. Animals are peeing all over the place. I mean, what the heck? Was like the zoo is a public toilet, basically.
Yeah, I remember having one time had to go back there because I actually had to go behind the scenes. And behind the scenes is where, like, the kitchen is where they see all these ghosts. Like, they see people in, like, Revolutionary War costumes.
Wait. They see people in Revolutionary War costumes?
Apparently, the ghosts
that they have seen. But you're in Indiana.
Well, not costumes, but, like, that type of period. Like, that not Revolutionary War. I'm sorry, Civil War. Civil War. Yeah. So like,
there's something like a ghost traveled from the Revolutionary War all the way to Indiana. Yeah. I think
they
that's a little weird.
They
I think somebody.
I would probably have gotten out. No, this was Civil War. So apparently, there's a Civil War ghost. That's the one that everybody sees. So it's behind in the kitchen area. I remember a few times having to walk back there to the kitchen area to get something because somebody forgot something, and just being like, "Please don't see a ghost. Please don't see a ghost."
I don't know. I still think even Civil War is stretching it. Like, what battle was fought in Indiana?
I mean, Indiana had lots and lots of people that were in the Civil War. They fought for the North.
Yeah, but there were no battle. Like, no one got killed at the zoo fighting
but
a battle.
Returned. People returned
at the zoo.
I don't know.
I'm just saying. Yes, there was no battle
kind
of
the device to look this up.
Yeah, to look up, but no,
no
I don't need
in
to.
Indiana, there were no Civil War.
I don't need
battles.
To look that up. Like this one, Shotcast doesn't know everything, but that's one thing I don't think we have to. Look
but you
at.
Know what? There were battles for like the Indian, like Tippecanoe, Battle of Tippecanoe. Right.
See, that's now if he was like a cavalry, like
maybe. I mean, what the heck? Civil I didn't War. Ask the person. Well, what regiment was the guy in? Like how
well, this
sure
is what I'm but this is what I'm talking about. Like you gotta, if there's a ghost, you gotta find some information about it.
So it was old timey clothes. It's old timey clothes that they're wearing. They're not wearing normal like everyday clothes. It's old timey clothes the ghost's wearing. And that's enough for me, man. Like so, I don't need to go back behind the scenes all the time. That's it. I avoid places that have ghosts because I don't want to see them.
Yeah, well, that's a good rule of thumb, I guess.
So, like at Halloween, you never went to. Like a haunted house or anything.
What do you mean a haunted house? Like a fake haunted house or a real haunted house?
The ones that they set up. Or like here in Pennsylvania, they walk
Yeah, I mean,
through.
I remember going into one. This is probably what happened. I can remember going in with Dad. And it was clearly too scary. Do you remember
that? Yeah, of course. Okay, so here's... We went into one. It was up in like Pennsburg area.
I thought it was like Red Hill.
Yeah, Red Hill, Pennsburg, but it was like area. Right where that old, the movie theater used
yes,
to be.
Yeah, it was right next to the movie
right
theater.
Next to it. And
I remember as if it was yesterday. It's like burned into my subconscious.
It was. You know what? Yeah, I think that was. It was either that one or there was one in near the his high school in
Penridge, Berkesey.
Yeah, Berkesey, which was like.
Oh,
so
that's true.
It could have been that one.
I remember
there was one next to the movie theater, and that one was like maybe too scary. Like we never went there, but I think we went to. Dad took us to the one, and you know what? Maybe it was the one in Red Hill too, because I remember going up, built like it was like.
Yeah, I remember going up. I can.
And you had, what you had is they gave you a spider ring, you know, one of those plastic spider rings, and they said if you get too scared, just point your spider ring at the scary monster, and they'll back away. And I remember just going through, gripping onto Dad,
yeah,
eyes too. Closed,
yeah.
With my spider ring just out.
Yeah.
It was just pointing at the things.
I mean, I'm telling you, I was petrified. That is something I actually remember.
How old were you?
I remember
guys?
One point. There was
idea.
One point. There was like it was 21? One of those like shaky stair. Like it was like a hallway with like shaky stairs or something. Or like there was like, I don't know. It was something where I was like, I can't get through. Like, it was just, I was like, this is it. This is it.
Where yeah. was I? It was
like
a Boy
it was
Scout
way
thing?
Too scary for you. If we were
what
like.
What the heck? I'm the bravest one.
Well, this is why you're brave.
That's because you never went through the haunted house.
Yeah, the only one that I went to was like your Boy Scout one in
I can't wait till you do something, Brady, to Romany that's traumatizing. When you're halfway through something, you're like, this was really a bad idea.
This is not good.
This is not going the way I expected.
Can I have a few more spider rings, please?
Hilarious.
All right, well, I guess you're the bravest. You win. You're the bravest shoemaker.
Clearly.
Yeah.
All right. That's a Shotcast this week. I'm Brady.
I'm Brian.
And I'm Meg.
Hold fast.